tapping in, because you know some things just got to be said. Are you able to express your unfiltered opinions freely, or are you handcuffed to the watered-down, pre-approved syllabus of ideas that we're forced to pick from in our day-to-day conversations? You know, the threat of cancel culture is no joke, really. It's the new three-strike policy minus two strikes. And the people who are playing, you know, judge and jury, they're like the meeps from SpongeBob, who just keep regurgitating and yelling allegations they haven't even confirmed until it becomes a full-blown mob coming for your neck. This is how the narratives are controlled, before they even have a chance to be proved. Summer school guidelines have been set, all right, in our society. And anyone who goes against them is targeted to fail. And most of these pencil necks today, they'll just bend the knee, you know? They'll just bend the knee because they don't have it in them to go against the grain. They spent their entire childhood years, educational years, being ostracized outsiders who didn't even have a prom date. So this is their chance to become part of something bigger than them. You know, it makes them feel strong, part of a group, part of a mob, that they can play the role of enforcer, you know, and come after the few of us who still have the fire and eyes to inject new thoughts into these platforms. So if this sounds like you, if you hate the blue check battalion and refuse to become another mouthpiece for their backroom created talking points, then you must become Anon. You have to protect your anonymity. The internet Anon is the last soldier of free speech. No threat of a video of yourself being circulated throughout viral posts under some dumbass hashtag, or your profile picture turning into a meme, you know? No threat of that when you have some anime twit pic or shit like that. The shackles come off and you can go raw. You can go unfiltered, express what's really running through your head. All right? You got to always keep that barrier between your life and your life online. Never blur the lines and never intertwine the two. You're only going to bring unnecessary stress and danger into your actual life when it can be totally prevented. You also have a much higher chance of success getting the message you want to resonate with your like-minded mutuals or online community than you would debating some pantsuit-wearing she-man or Fat Larry from accounting. This is how we win. There are pockets in the internet that will change your life. You know, they'll open your eyes to things that took past generations' lifetimes to learn, if they ever did, and you can access them. And when you access them, who knows? Maybe there's some deep well of unique, innate information that you can share that will resonate with people and grow your presence on these platforms. But don't do it at the sacrifice of your peace of mind and your obscurity. Don't chase the fame and recognition. Never in history has there been a worse time to be famous than right now. It does absolutely nothing but put a target on your back. Okay? The goal is to make money, connect with a like-minded brotherhood, disappear, and disconnect from the hamster wheel of society. All right? So protect your anonymity, because the future is for the Anon.